Dear listeners, welcome back to the ASEF podcast. The American-Slovenian Education Foundation is an organization that enhances American and Slovenian education activities and unites Slovenian scholars, students, and entrepreneurs around the globe. My name is Sara Ermins. I'm ASEF Fellow 2020, and I'm the host of the Insights from the Top series. In this section, we chat with well-respected Slovenian leaders and entrepreneurs who share insights on their core values, lessons learned throughout their careers, and a vision for Slovenia regarding their particular field of expertise. Today, we are hosting Ms. Ajša Vodnik, CEO of MCHAMS Slovenia and Vice President of MCHAMS in Europe. Ms. Ajša Vodnik, we are honored to have the opportunity to speak with you today. Thank you for your time.
Thank you so much. For me, it's an honor to be with you because I really deeply admire what ASEF is doing for Slovenians, but also for the globe. And I'm really proud to be part of this. So thank you for the invitation.
Wow, that's great to hear. At the beginning, we would like to get to know you when you were 19 years old. We have read that you have entered the world of media at that time. So where did you see yourself back then?
Well, you know, they say that you need to plan your life and know well in advance what you will do. But to be honest, when I was 19, I didn't see myself anywhere except how I will do Fridays nights out with friends. And that's why I needed money. So for me, there were two solutions, either to work in the bar as a bartender or to work in media. So I thought that working in media will be much more fun and I will have opportunity to be part of the really interesting world. And that's why, you know, I think really every step led to the other. But one thing is the same now, and it was when I was a youngster. I was really curious. I was really wondering about people, about in all the society. So for me, that was fun at the beginning. And then I realized that with media also comes responsibilities. So that's why when I was growing up, I had that luck that I was working in a field that is really interesting. But when I look back, maybe I was too naive at that time and did not understand that actually you are co-creating the society. That's why, you know, maybe I was too young, but okay, no harm was done. So everything is okay.
Well, you might be young, but however, after just a few years in media, you have established your own TV station. What were the main challenges you faced back then? And after all, why did you then decide to sell your share?
Well, it was as every entrepreneur has doubts and wonders. It was really the thing that I was not aware what is ahead of me. So I had a business partner, and with him together, we started with Startup TV. There was a bit of luck that we succeeded because whomever of the finance people were looking at our plans, they said, no way. But what I learned from this is that if you have really a big wish and you work hard and you really put yourself into it, then it might or it might even not succeed. For me, it was that piece of luck. So I succeeded to really establish a TV together with my business partner. It was the most incredible 5 years. But what I already said a bit that media also brings responsibilities. So for me, this media that more and more divides is something that I don't want to be part of because I think it's really hard. Media and media people need clicks. So as a journalist or as an editor, you're many times put into the position that you need to do things that are not maybe something that your values are connected with because you know that unfortunately, blood sells better than good news. So that's why I sort of thought that is not my world anymore. I don't want to be part of trying to find bad things in people, Because usually when there are good things about people, sooner or later, when you are raising somebody to become a star, sooner or later, you find a way to put them down, because that then it becomes really interesting for the viewers. And for me, that was not part of my values. So that's why I decided to exit the media world, because I really didn't want to be someone who is catching the clicks and because of that would do anything. Because I do believe that people intrinsically are good. And this is something that I want to believe in. So maybe I even want to stay a bit naive, but that's my value that I want to live with.
It makes sense. You mentioned that you actually started Startup TV. How would you describe or compare the environment of startups in Slovenia back then and today? I mean, there are a lot of critics on this topic, but I believe that you have something which proves that the environment has improved much in these years.
Well, I'm definitely certain that in Slovenia lately, the startup community did many good steps forward. Back then, when I started with my TV, we didn't have support groups, we didn't have empowerment groups, we didn't have accelerators. So probably it was harder because you believe, I personally thought, if I fail, that will be the end of me, not the end of my project. So I think that now in Slovenia, people do understand that startups might fail and it's not the end of the world. Still, we are maybe look at people who did not succeed in their businesses as losers, but I hope that less and less, because we need to be realistic. We know that 1 out of 7 might succeed. So statistically, it cannot be everything will succeed. So this is something that I think did improve. One thing that we should do better is bring more investors, VCs into the region, not only in Slovenia, because we need to be also realistic that we are 2 million people. But I'm so happy that we have many role models in Slovenia, many great entrepreneurs who succeeded not only in Slovenia, but also outside. So I think that young people now have role models and think, okay, I will do the same as Jurek Knez did and do the Devesoft or as Janusz Krabetz did. So there are so many great people, or Jozef Pečečnik or whomever. So you see the path. Maybe back then when I started it, there were not that many people who already succeeded. So we thought, okay, we are in small Slovenia. So this is something that I always say, Slovenia is the right size country, not the small one. We are the right size for that, what we want to be. So I think that we can be anything. And I also think that we should be the entrepreneurial nation. We have many great entrepreneurs, but we should also settle the environment that we will have incentives for talents and for people to create in Slovenia.
Okay, which reminds me actually of the American saying that anything is possible. Well, this is connected to your role in MChem. After exiting media world, you have actually entered the world of entrepreneurship, as I see it. So you were invited to establish MChem in Slovenia. Could you share a little bit about your beginnings?
Yeah, the MChem actually was established before, so it has more tradition. It was established back in 1999, and 10 years later I joined. Maybe it was a smaller operation in Slovenia. I was really invited, and to be honest, I thought, okay, working in media, it was so interesting. Probably working in chamber will be boring, so I might stay for half a year and then I want to do something else, go back maybe to entrepreneurship. But then I cannot tell you how enjoyable this is, because we really have so many interesting programs and initiatives that not only connect US and Slovenia and not only connect the businesses and business people and companies, but also have many things how we help the society in different fields. If I mention, I'm really proud that we started with a young platform where we already have more than 2,000 people connected with 4 different programs, with think tanks. So what I really enjoy is that we only are a platform and then they create. Because I think if you give the power to young people and you give them the opportunities, as as you said before, everything and anything is possible. So for me, this is sort of my dream role, that I can be around young people, that I can help them. And just 2 days ago, I got a super cute message. One of the ladies just got married to her boyfriend, her partner, and she wrote to me, "Hey, Aisha, just to let you know, we are an AmCham couple because we met at AmCham Young." But this is just a small thing, how we are changing their lives. But the other thing is that I was really, really happy when they come and they start their initiatives. So let's say they started with the initiative, I'm a Teacher, where they want to promote the role of the teachers in the society. They started with really interesting initiative, Partnership for Change, where we exchanged still people who work in public administration and people who work in business, so they get to know each other. Because before of that, there were so many stereotypes on people in public administration are lazy and people in business are only for the profit, which is not true. So they are the ones who are the everything of AmCham, the energy builders, and that's why this is something that I really truly enjoy. So I stayed not only half a year, I am now here for already 13th year. And somehow I know that, you know, they say that you need to change your job every 5 or 7 years, now even less. But somehow I feel that my job is every day different. But I'm also happy that we managed to connect also the Europe, because Slovenia currently holds the seat of 44 countries for AmChams in Europe. It comes with my position of being the vice chair. So the position of having the seat of the organization is with a vice chair position. So for me, that is magic, that we from Slovenia, the right size country, can really enable people to be more connected throughout Europe, but also with US, of course.
Well, speaking about the numbers, how many members is in Slovenia? Is there some kind of membership with companies?
Yes, we do have. What is interesting is that AmCham is completely members run and also members paid organization. So currently we have a bit more than 400 members, which is companies. So there will be in our Adrema more than 5,000 people who are involved, plus 2,000 young people. But if you connect all the AmChams throughout Europe, there is more than 16 million jobs on both sides of Atlantics supported by the AmChams throughout Europe. So the numbers are huge. But what's interesting for me especially is that in Slovenia, we can be a force of really trying to motivate people to be brave, to indulge in the businesses, to understand that more and more businesses are not there only for the profits, but are really there also for the ESG standards, that businesses are important co-creator of the society and that can bring so many opportunities, Slovenian, of course, and international, or if we talk about the connection between the US and Europe, how important that is that we also promote not only the business ties but also the values.
Exactly, this is what I exactly wanted to say. Not only the numbers are amazing, but the experience, knowledge, connections are actually the main gains. But what are the most important lessons that you have learned working in AmCham so far?
Well, for me, it is really interesting to see how people, the individuals, need to collaborate in order to succeed in a really meaningful way. So you can get a lot of money out of your business, but the meaningful, or at least for me, the meaningful things are when you help people in need, when you start to change the society with different things that you do. So for me, it's really that if you create, you can really start creating also your circles. Because sometimes in this world, when you see that so many bad things are happening, you can say, okay, I cannot do anything. I will just lay down and, you know, pull something over my head and will not think about anything. But that's just an excuse. What I learned in AmCham is that you can change a part of the world. You can, even if you are a Slovenian in 2 million nation, that should not stop you. So for me, that was an important lesson, that no matter where you are, you can be proactive, creative. You need to have have your values, and then people will listen to you and will sort of, you can be a leader. So that's why I'm really impressed with ASIF, because I see many leaders in their fields in your organization, the professors, the scientists, the business people. So I think that this sort of organizations are changing the world. Maybe it only changes the life of one person, or it can change the life of a community or the society or the world or anything. So there should not be any excuses. I cannot do it. Of course, you cannot do it alone, but in collaboration, you can find a way.
Wow, we are happy to hear that we share the same values and to promote ASIF values. One of the activities is also, for example, this podcast. So, which is why I will ask you about the vision for Slovenia. And as we ask every guest about it, MCHEM has many activities targeting young leaders and businesses, all of them ultimately headed to strengthen the ties, not only, as you said, between US and Slovenia, but also among other countries. So the current role or the main priority areas on which you work on and collaborations with MCHEM across Europe, which areas do you envision can drive most synergy between US, Slovenia, also other countries? And in which areas do you consider Slovenia has the most business potential and why?
Well, here back in 2015, we took the then Prime Minister to US with one idea that Slovenia should be a reference country, because in this digitized world that everything is changing, it would be really interesting to have the leaders in technology that could be the first adopters, and not to have the lab, but to have really the country. And in Slovenia, that could be possible because we are 2 million people, but we have the same standards or the same, if you want, ideas or way of living like Germany and the others. So we went to the tech giants and introduced this idea. And I can tell you that back then it was many interests. You know that Estonia, as they call themselves, did manage to get a lot of attention and also investment in this field. So this was sort of the idea that I really had, that together with all the MCHEM members who were active at that time, that this could be something that we could really be something interesting for the broader investment into Slovenia. I think that we are lagging now a bit. So definitely we should see the entrepreneurs who are good and decide what we want to be. Definitely biotech is something, because of the successful companies that we already have, bigger companies, but also smaller SMEs, that could be something. Then it's really interesting to see how many things we are doing in space. So for me, this is also, so we should find the niche and start supporting it. But no matter what we should all do is really understand that we need business in order and to be really open, and that we should become a country of talents. So this is also something that our young leaders are doing, and that is how to become a country for talents. And they have the ideas what to do. So we should open, because to be honest, living in Slovenia is heaven, but we should not ruin the business environment, because otherwise young people will start finding opportunities elsewhere. So for me, it's really important that we are not afraid, that we stay open, that we bring talents into Slovenia. Of course, we should be also mindful of our language and our culture and all that. But definitely, we should open up to the talents of the world and bring them here, because Slovenia is really a heaven to live in. But it's really important that it will be a sustainable business model. If not, I'm afraid it will be really harder, especially for young people, to decide to stay here.
Could you maybe share your suggestions to actually make sure that young people will stay here, will choose Slovenian companies for employers, maybe not to try to work from home, but for a company abroad and so on?
Yeah, so we have the whole booklet of the suggestions that we made for the government. Of course, they're in different fields. One thing that we are all aware of is the environment that we have, which is beautiful. And still, we are one of the greenest countries, which is really good for the great quality of life. What is also good in Slovenia is that the equality is really high. But what we should be also understand is that if you burden too much the salaries, and this is currently the case, then people will start to find ways out elsewhere. And as you mentioned, they work for foreign companies, but they stay in Slovenia. And with that, they use all the health and the schooling systems and everything, but they don't contribute. So I think it's really important that also the tax system is fair, that we should definitely diminish the corruption in the country. But one thing that also matters as I'm listening to young people is education, which I would say it's really good to a certain level, but then maybe it's not that applicable anymore. So that's why, you know, it's really good that young people do go out and study abroad, but we should bring them back with opportunities. And it's not only the Slovenian companies, but also international companies who have their offices in Slovenia or open their in centers. And I definitely think that we should be more aware that with R&D centers, we should open for foreign talents to come in. So our goal should be not only to bring people to some levels, but also to this R&D world. So we have the whole booklet of the different measures that should be implemented. But if I just sum it up, is really be open, don't burden too much business, try to have best opportunities in the country, because then also young people will come back. They appreciate the environment, they appreciate the greenery, they appreciate the tap water that you can drink, they appreciate the security. And to be honest, I of course had opportunities to go in my past to go and work abroad, but the thing is that I'm mom of three kids. So for me, it was really the best to work in Slovenia, because Slovenia does offer you, and you know that Slovenia is always one, the first or the second of the countries that you can raise your children in. So for me, definitely it was the best, because I could be a mom and raise my kids. And at the same time, I really have an interesting career and really interesting jobs along the way. So this should be our selling point. But if you want to do that, you need to create the environment for businesses that they will have offices here, they will have development centers here, they will want to be here, and with that also bring the foreign talents.
Thank you very much for all your suggestions. I hope they will be heard also at the authorities in Slovenia. However, as we're approaching the end of episodes, a good reader makes a good leader. So can we ask you for reading suggestions as well? What is the book that inspired you the most professionally, and what is the book that inspired you the most personally?
Yes, great, because we also have the AmCham Book Leaders Club, because that is something that I noticed that people don't read that much anymore. So I am quite a good reader, because with that I really think that and I always have the paper book. I never read it on the tap or something, because I think it's really the smell of the book, and when you hold it in your hand, it's something different. So for me, one of the best books is Alchemist. So this is something that I really found many interesting things. So I am really on the earth, but at the same time, I'm really always interesting and thinking differently, seeing things differently. And then in the business, as I read many leadership books, one that really inspired me, but you know that on the topic of leadership, there are so many books, but I had an honor to host the already unfortunately deceased Mr. Powell, and his books on leadership were for me really mind-opening, eye-opening. So on leadership, I think that it really came from the roots, because his life was different. So I was really also happy that I had the opportunity to speak with him in person, to host him in Slovenia. So on leadership, Colin Powell, and personally, probably to understand better, was Alchemist.
Wow, thank you very much. We enjoyed this conversation so much. We wish that all your aspirations come true. And once again, thank you for taking your time. We wish you lots of professional and personal success in the future.
Thank you so much, and keep doing what you're doing. I'm really impressed with ASF. Thank you so much for doing it.
Thank you, Ms. Woodnick. Dear listeners, thank you to you for joining us today. As always, you are kindly invited to tune in to the next episodes.